For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson. Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden is traveling to Wisconsin tomorrow. The key swing state has been even more of a focal point over the recent police shooting and violence at protests. Biden plans to travel to the state with his wife, Jill. His visit comes 2 days after President Trump toured Kenosha. The president used the opportunity to drive home his campaign message of law and order. Biden has repeatedly denounced the protest violence, but has expressed sympathy for protesters' concern over systemic racism. He says he's also committed to enact police reforms if elected. It will be Biden's first time visiting Wisconsin in nearly 2 years. After 30 days of the mask mandate in Wisconsin, people may wonder how it's been working out. Marathon County has seen an overall positive trend. Melissa Moore is with the Marathon County Health Department.
Over the last month, we have seen a less steep incline of new cases in our community, with face coverings being one of those aspects of prevention. It may play a part, but there's a number of other factors that could be helping with that trend.
Other factors that might be helping are social distancing and cancellation of mass gatherings planned in the later months of the summer. Changes can also be seen in month-to-month comparisons.
So between June and August, we were seeing anywhere between 30 and 100 new cases in a week. So we have seen a downward trend so far.
Statewide, there have been changes within the last month. According to data by the Department of Health Services, on August 1st, there was a 7-day average of 876 new cases and 8 deaths each day. On August 31st, it decreased to 678 cases and 6 deaths. While health experts say they can't pinpoint what efforts have made an impact, they're urging people to continue all safety practices. The Wisconsin mask mandate is set to expire on September 28th. Audio in this story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Health experts recommend children ages 2 and older should wear masks in public. It can be hard to get a child comfortable wearing a mask. Dr. Kylene Drager with Aspirus Pediatrics Clinic in Wausau says getting the right size is the first step.
The best way to know that the mask is fitting correctly is that it's able to be snug over the tip of the nose and then pull under the chin. So both the nose and the mouth have to be covered. And then with some movement, it's not falling off.
Health experts offer some tips on getting kids to wear a mask. They include making it fun, practicing together, and talking about the importance of masks. Dr. Drager also says it's important to teach kids good hygiene when it comes to masks.
Really trying to limit the amount of time you're touching a mask in general, but when you're taking the mask off, that you're taking it off from behind the ear loops, so pull it from both sides and then forward, ideally putting it right into the wash and then washing it on a hot water setting.
Health experts say you should also wash your hands before and after taking the mask off. Wildlife managers blast hundreds of beaver dams in Wisconsin every year, clearing the way for free-flowing trout streams. We brought you that story last month on The Stream, but just how effective is this strategy for improving trout populations? Ben Meyer spoke with a scientist researching that question.
And this is what we're trying to get rid of.
Every year, the Wisconsin DNR directs wildlife managers to destroy countless beaver dams on rivers and streams. Some are hand-pulled, while others involve explosives. It's based on the theory that free-flowing streams are better trout habitat because they run colder and allow for better fish movement, said Jeremy Irish, who works with the USDA Wildlife Services Program in Rhinelander.
So it's really important to have these free-flowing from the very top, the cold water sources in many cases, all the way through to the larger systems.
But the assumption about positive impacts for trout is based on decades-old data from one part of the state, says Matt Mitro, a DNR fisheries research scientist conducting a new study.
The trout population itself, are not, if you have a beaver interrupting flow in a stream and creating different types of habitat, are you increasing trout population, decreasing trout population, changing the size structure?
Mitro is studying 15 streams statewide, manipulating some to allow for beaver dam building and having dams removed from others. He hopes to learn how much of an impact beaver dam management really has on trout populations. Mitro says it could impact how the state views its entire program.
Wisconsin DNR Fisheries Management expends, a certain portion of their budget for maintaining this program, and are we wisely spending that money? Are there ways that we can improve how we're doing it?
Mitro hopes to be able to share data as it's collected. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.
Your forecast for tonight, a 30% chance of showers, mainly in the overnight, getting closer to morning. Increasing clouds with a low around 57. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers, mainly in the morning. Partly sunny with a high near 66. And Friday, sunny with a high near 65. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.